Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 25th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Today we want to encourage you again. It's a beautiful spring day here in rural Lancaster County, and it's fitting that our message is titled Learning from Birds. Now listen to the scripture text from Job 12, verse 7.
But ask the animals, and they will teach you. Or the birds of the air, and they will tell you.
The other day we were on our trail walk, and I heard the distinctive sound of a woodpecker high up in a tree. I looked up and barely spotted the hard-working bird, since it was on the very top branch of the tall tree. I tried to take a photo, but just don't have the capability with my camera. However, today I do have a photo of a woodpecker at work by some outstanding photographer elsewhere. Well, the pecking sound of a woodpecker is my favorite bird sound. I'm not very good at recognizing bird calls, but I sure recognize the pecking sound of a woodpecker. They are working as the Creator designed them to. I can generally go outside on any clear day in this season and almost always hear that pecking sound. In fact, I walked outside early this clear but chilly morning, and sure enough, I heard the distinctive sound up the tree line across from home. Actually, I have a click if you want to listen to that sound on our website today.
The woodpecker's strong, pointed beak acts as both a chisel and a crowbar to remove bark and find hiding insects. It has a very long tongue, up to 4 inches in some species, with a glue-like substance on the tip for catching insects. While most birds have one toe pointing back and 3 pointing forward on each foot, woodpeckers have 2 sharply clawed toes pointing in each direction, somewhat like a tripod, to help them grasp the sides of trees and balance themselves while they hammer, and some even upside down. Many woodpecker species also have stiffened tail feathers, which they press against the tree surface to help support their weight. So I hope you learned something about the birds today.
Well, I hope so. It's a fascinating bird, part of God's creation. Well, Job wrote in verse 12:7, our daily text, but ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds of the air, and they will tell you. So today we want to listen for the lesson from the woodpecker. Well, of course, animals and birds have a language foreign to human interpretation, but we still learn much about them. Scores of books over the centuries have been written about the birds, their habits and habitats, along with their many contributions to nature. Just as Job wrote, there are many lessons we can learn from birds, and specifically today we consider a lesson from the woodpecker.
Well, as I think about the woodpecker, I hear him telling me that perseverance pays off. Woodpeckers can be very persistent and are not easily driven from their territories or selected pecking sites. They peck, peck, peck until they gain access to the grub or ant, and then fill up with a good meaty lunch.
Doesn't sound very good to me, though. Well, the underlying Greek word for perseverance is proskarteresis. I don't think I'm pronouncing that right, actually. It describes a steadfast, single-minded fidelity to a certain course of action. It is a trait in decline these days, and yet perseverance brings great reward, just not necessarily right away. Perseverance means to continue to do something with intense effort, with the possible implication of doing so despite inherent difficulties. It pictures devotion of oneself to the task, keeping on it, persisting in it, and being earnest toward it.
Albert Einstein once said, "It's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer." Let me say it again. It's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer. As we look out from our home office window and watch woodpeckers at the bird feeder or observe them on our walks, we proclaim with the psalmist in chapter 104, verse 24, "How many are your works? O Lord, in wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures."
Well, today we make a renewed commitment to God and to being perseverant. We consider the words of the psalmist, "I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to Him as I rejoice in the Lord. Won't you join us today?
And let's pray together. Father, help us to rid ourselves of habits and attitudes that bring a complaining, ungrateful, or begrudging spirit. And renew us with a persistent spirit of joyful praise, contentment, and gratitude for as long as we live. We rejoice in your goodness toward us and in your steadfast love that never ceases. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Again, this is the message that we have prepared for March 25th, 2009. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a couple of suggested songs today, and one of them is All Creatures of Our God and King. That would certainly include the woodpecker. We have a photo of a woodpecker on the site today. I mentioned within the message, again, it's not one that I or a friend took, which is unusual for our lead photo, but it's one I found on the web that's fascinating because it actually captures the motion of the woodpecker. The head is blurry while the body is clear in the picture. You may find that interesting. We also have some material up about the woodpecker for those that might want to study this creature a bit further. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful and indeed be encouraged.